Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
The last few weeks, we've been talking about an education-based economic strategy. We've talked about what the University of South Carolina should do in recruiting a new president. We've talked about some legislation that was passed to create schools of innovation in K-12 education. And I've been posting the links to the podcast to various social media sites. And this has gotten a lot of listener feedback. The K-12 program we did, we talked about a piece of legislation in South Carolina that would establish schools of innovation across the state, but districts had to pick certain schools. One thing they couldn't do is make every school in their district a school of innovation. We talked a little bit about how odd that was. Wouldn't we want all of our schools to be schools of innovation? And a school board member in Greenville had put this on my radar. One of the things I shared back with him was if you really had a school of innovation, you needed to get the teachers involved in describing the kind of innovation that they would like to do, that really we need to give the teachers their profession back. And he responded back to me, and he's followed up with some district leadership. The good news, I guess, is they're going to reach out to some school leadership over the summer, principals, administrators, and ask them about challenges they're facing. And when the teachers get back in the fall, they'll kind of loop the teachers into this. They kind of have a preconceived idea of what they want to do, which is shift from high-stakes testing to competency-based testing. And I actually think that's a good idea, but I think they're getting ahead of themselves and trying to define for teachers what it is they need to be successful. I think it'd be a lot better off listening rather than instructing teachers about what they need. But the big thing here, Mike, is this fellow saying that they might pick a high school, and by the time they actually implement this in a high school, it could be a year and a half from now. And then if that works, then maybe they'll do it in a middle school, and then they'll do it in an elementary school. And it's just amazing to me just how long it takes to do something innovative in the system that we have today. And it really highlights a systemic challenge. We need to come up with a system that adopts innovations much more rapidly and propagates them throughout the system in South Carolina.
I'm certainly looking forward to hearing how all of this progresses. I know that, it sounds like it's just a slow experimental process that the legislature wants, but at least it's happening, right?
It's happening, just barely. There was also a lot of feedback about economic development, kind of an education-based economic development strategy, where North Carolina had gotten an Apple R&D facility that paid $187,000 for 3,000 jobs. And that's the kind of thing that South Carolina is just not even competitive with. And a lot of the feedback with listeners was similar. It's cultural in South Carolina. We just don't value this kind of education here the same as other states, that we have a strategy that's focused on recruiting the manufacturing part of companies, but not the R&D part. There's nothing wrong with manufacturing. A couple of listeners who responded said, North Carolina's got the R&D. Maybe what we ought to just get is the factory jobs. Well, that's in fact what we're doing, and that's what we're set up to do.
The listener feedback on that particular episode, you did not see any suggestions on how to improve that process?
The basic consensus, I think, is there needs to be kind of a new movement of people form who can look at this from outside the system as that exists today, whether it's K-12, whether it's economic development. And it's because the people in these systems, they're doing what they can with the systems and the processes and the culture that they operate in. And so if you really want something different done, you're going to have to put together, a group of advocates that they're outside the systems as they exist today to really do something different. So that was the biggest consensus of the listeners that, provided some feedback on both of these broadcasts.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.